Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast series. My name is Natalie Tornisi, and I am one of the Senior Solution Managers for Outsource Strategies International. I wanted to take this opportunity to go over the four most common dermatological skin procedures and how to code them. I will specifically be addressing excision, biopsy, removal by shave, and the destruction of warts. First, I will talk about excisions. It is important to remember that if any part of the documentation mentions a biopsy, that you do not code this as an excision. Biopsy are always coded differently. An excision requires removal of the entire thickness of the dermis through to the subcutaneous tissue. When coding an excision, there are several factors to take into account regarding the proper code selection. These factors are related not only to size, but whether or not the lesion is benign or malignant. Pathology will determine which code set, benign or malignant, is used for proper coding. A benign lesion is reported using code set 11400 to 11446, and malignant is 11600 to 11646. Always use the maximum diameter as well as the sum of the narrowest margin used to excise the lesion. Depth is very important as well, as this will have a direct impact on whether to code from the integumentary or musculoskeletal systems. Only intermediate and complex closures can be reported separately. Simple closures are always included with the incision code and are not to be reported separately. Remember that each lesion excision is treated individually and is always a separate procedure. When coding for multiple lesions, you would add modifier 59 when necessary to avoid any duplication denials. The CPT manual defines modifier 59 as follows. Distinct procedural service. Under certain circumstances, it may be necessary to indicate that a procedure or service was distinct or independent from other non-A&M services performed on the same day. Modifier 59 is used to identify procedures and services other than E&M services that are not normally reported together, but are appropriate under the circumstances. Documentation must support a different session, different procedure or surgery, different site or organ system, separate incision or excision, separate lesion or separate injury or area of injury and extent of injury, not ordinarily encountered or performed on the same day by the same individual. Now let's talk about biopsies. A biopsy usually means that the provider has only removed a portion of the lesion, tissue, or skin for analysis. Taking a portion is not removal. If the entire lesion is removed, you would not use a biopsy code. In these cases, you would choose an excision code. Biopsies can be removed using several different techniques. Some of these include scissor, shaving with a blade or a specialized instrument, extractions using a punch, and excisions down to the subcutaneous fat with a scalpel. When coding biopsies, you would code the number of lesions biopsied. All first biopsies are coded using code 11100, and each additional biopsy would require code 11101. Removal by shave is a procedure that involves horizontal cutting to remove growths, such as moles and lesions from your skin. Unlike a biopsy, this procedure removes epidural and dermal lesions without a full thickness dermal excision. This includes local anesthesia and chemical or electrocauterization of the wound and does not require a suture closure. Removal by shave is reported using code set 11300 to 11313. You need to remember the following details when coding a removal by shave. Remember that each shave lesion is reported separately. The anatomic location and size of the lesion needs to be documented. Removed tissue is usually then submitted for pathological exam, which in these cases is not considered as a separate biopsy procedure. Wart and keratosis destruction is coded using code 17110, which is destruction of benign lesions other than skin tags or cutaneous vascular lesions. This code covers up to 14 lesions. For 15 or more lesions, you would use the code 17111. I hope this helps, but always remember that documentation and a thorough knowledge of payer regulations and guidelines is critical to ensure accurate reimbursement for the procedures performed. Thank you for listening.